Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Kedoshim, special Haftarah of Machar Chodesh. Now, the Haftarah of Machar Chodesh is a beautiful Haftarah, an amazing Torah Dikah, if it's much to say, story of the Ahava between David and Yonason and the dedication to each other. We learn how David felt threatened by Shaul and was very suspicious that Shaul wants to kill him. And he had a conversation with Yonason about it, and Yonason said, well, David, don't run away yet. Machar Chodesh. Tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. Machar Chodesh. And I'd like for you to not show up. Told him where to hide, and I will excuse you to my father Shaul when he asks why you're not there. And if I see that he gets upset, and your life is in danger, if I can see he really wants to kill you, I made a sign with him, something with arrows, and if not, I'll let you know that it's safe to come back. And the pasuk says that Vayipaki Mekon David, David was missing the next day, but the Sudas Rosh Chodesh, we spoke once in the Haftarah Shir on Machar Chodesh, how the great, important takana of Sudas Rosh Chodesh, which Shaul HaMelech established for Klal Yisrael, and David wasn't at the Suda, and Shaul didn't say a word. The next day, Chazal say he was done on the Kav Schus the first day. Interesting way he was done on the Kav Schus. Anyhow, the next day, which seems there might have been for some reason 2 days Rosh Chodesh then also, that year. The next day, when David was missing again, Shaul now asked him, what's going on? Why isn't David here? And Yonason gave some type of excuse why David wasn't there. And Shaul was upset and angry. He almost attacked Yonason, and he showed that he had strong animosity towards David, and Yonason realized that David better run away. He went out, he did the sign with him, and they said goodbye to each other. And that is the Haftarah, beautiful Haftarah of tomorrow. Now there is a lot of Mefarshim, of course, like everything in Torah, explaining so many parts of this Haftarah. But we want to discuss another question. The Gemara Megillah says this is the Haftarah of when Shabbos falls out on Erev Rosh Chodesh, when Rosh Chodesh falls on Sunday. Feirushu Gemara. And this Haftarah pushes away the regular Haftarah of the week. Really, we know that the reason why there's a Haftarah every single week is a takana, according to many shkits from the time of Antiochus, they were mistaken that we should read the Haftarah because the Goyim didn't allow us to read from the Torah. So they said, okay, we're going to read Navi instead, and the Goyim allowed that. But there's every week, there's halacha to read something to do with the parsha. And there's a couple of exceptions. There's always a reason. But this Haftarah, what is it about? Machar Chodesh? Because you have those two words. The Haftarah is not about tomorrow being Rosh Chodesh. It's not what the Haftarah is about. The Haftarah, like you said, is a story between David, Yonason, and Shaul, call it a triangle. But the words Machar Chodesh are just mentioned in passing. The story happened to take place on Rosh Chodesh. It began Erev Rosh Chodesh. He says, tomorrow will be Rosh Chodesh. This will happen. Just because you have those two words, why would that be a reason to make a whole Haftarah in Shul? I mean, Mevatel, the Parshas Shavua Haftarah. And this happens a couple times a year. What's going on? Very, very severe kasha. And, you know, in addition, what is special about Machar Chodesh? I mean, maybe Rosh Chodesh is special, but Erev Rosh Chodesh, what's the big thing about that? And, you know, maybe there's people have a minute to say in Kippur Katan, but that's not what they're doing when they say Machar Chodesh. Now, some Mefarshim tell us that it's Achraza to announce Machar Rosh Chodesh. Well, then we have a kasha. When Rosh Chodesh falls out on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we don't have the Haftarah announcing it, only for tomorrow. And what's wrong with Rosh Chodesh benching? Rosh Chodesh benching announces that it can be Rosh Chodesh. When is it going to be? So, what's going on? So, I'd like to share with you, there's a considerable amount to say on this, but I'd like to share with you, basically, from the Sefer Mayan Beis HaSheva, from Rosh Shimon Schwab, Zechariah Levracha, and this was, I want to say, Rav Shem Oimroy, Rav Daniel Gladstein, Shlita from New York, five towns. He told me about this Mayan Beis HaSheva. So here's what Rav Shimon Schwab says in Haftarah. We're going to add a little bit of Mitzvah Shem to that came. So Rav Shimon Schwab, why did Yonason tell David not to run away right away? Why did he say we got to have one more test? Tomorrow, by the Sudas Rosh Chodesh, you'll be missing. And then when you're missing, you know, that will be the sign how Saul will react. There was already so many signs. Saul already showed how much he, for whatever reason, hated David, how he's trying to kill him. And why does he need one more day? And how about today? Why can't David not be showing up today? Okay, maybe Rosh Chodesh, he normally would be there. But what was so special about pushing it off to tomorrow? So he says that Rosh Chodesh, we know, is a time of hischatzus, a time of renewal. The moon renews itself. Chazal say that Klal Yisrael compared to the moon, because we're always having hischatzus. It's a zman kapara l'chol tol daisam. It's a time when we look to the future. We daven and we say, Mizbeach Chodesh B'tzir and Tachan, Chodesh Baruch Hu, bring back the Shiach, let Beis Mitzvah come. So it's a time of renewal, a time of hope. It's a time when things might have looked like they diminished, but no, it's going to come back. And who did we already point out was the Sakh in this amazing halach in Shulchan Aruch, that Yimachoyev, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yimachoyev to have a Suda on Rish Chayyish, who established this? And even if it's Shabbos, Shulchan Aruch says you have to have something extra to eat. Halacha. Who established this halacha? This is established by Shaul HaMelech. Which means Shaul HaMelech was a Yid who very much connected himself to his chachos on Rish Chayyish, and Zman Kapor Lechol Tol Daisam, and every Rish Chayyish Shaul HaMelech had a tremendous desires, which we celebrate and continue and try to connect to until this day. Every day, every month, the schachos at Levana gave his schachos to Shaul HaMelech. We have charat on the past. We try to fix up our ways. Says Rosh Shimon Schwab, if so, Yonasan was anticipating that when his father would have this renewal, this schachos, this ayurus, he would use that moment of his schachos and find himself with less hatred to David. In Shaul's his iris and Aliyah and Yiras Shemaim and Ruchnias, Shaul would suddenly see David in a new light, and the Eight Sahara wouldn't be interfering between Shaul and David. Yonasan expected from his father that when he would go through the Avodah Sayoim of Rish Chodesh, he would stop chasing David. And that's why he pushed it off to tomorrow. And unfortunately, it didn't work. But we read this Haftarah every Chodesh, and we announce, Rabbi Tzai, Mochar Chodesh! There's going to be Hischachos! Utilize the moment! Be Misoirer! Wake up! Change yourselves! You know, I'd like to add a Chiddush. If it's correct, if the Olam doesn't argue, I think it's pretty big chiddush, or a very big ha'ara at least. The Mishneh Berurah discusses the chashivus of saying erev Yom Kippur, erev Rosh Chodesh, to say erev Yom Kippur katan. Tfilos erev Yom Kippur katan. Erev Yom Kippur katan, excuse me, on erev Rosh Chodesh. Mishneh Berurah discusses. He brings from Ramosha Kardavo, the great Mekobel, right before the Arizal and Tzvas. Amazing, he mamish brings this Kabbalah concept, and he says it's very, very important to do it. A lot of many Torah do it. We should be zaycha to do it. I learned in Yeshiva's tells the whole Yeshiva do it once a year. Erev Rosh Chodesh El in Tefillin, even the entire Yeshiva. And he discusses how it's the end of the month, the time to do tshuva on the whole month, just like Erev Rosh Hashanah, the last day of the year, such a big Indian of tshuva. Mishneh Berurah is marav. So I was thinking that the Yidden who do this are able to do it every single month, no matter how the month turns out, no matter what day of the week Rosh Chodesh starts on, whether it starts on a Tuesday, on a Wednesday, Thursday, on a Monday, whatever it is, except for 2 days. When it falls out on Shabbos, they do Yom Kippur Katam, not on Friday, but they do it on Thursday. So it's 2 days before. When it falls out on Sunday, they're definitely not going to do it on Shabbos, they do it on Thursday. So when it falls out on Shabbos and Sunday, they push it back 2 or 3 days till Thursday. So it's not a real Yom Kippur Katan. It's still something. Not the Kabbalah. They don't want you doing it on Friday or on Shabbos. So the Erev Rosh Chodesh is not necessarily being utilized completely the right way. And you can't, because Friday Shabbos is be different. So can that is possible that Chazal were kaveyos for those two instances when Reish Chodesh falls out on Shabbos or Sunday, where there isn't the Yom Kippur Katan, there isn't that Inyan, even the Ramak, before the Ramak, there wasn't those fillers, but the Ramak says it was Mesayra always to do a biggest Eirus, and you can't do it the normal way, so instead, in the time of the Gemara already, they established that on Shabbos Kodesh, to make a Haftorah for this Eirus. So when Reish Chodesh falls out on Shabbos or on Sunday, we have a special Haftorah. We have an Haftorah either of Machar Chodesh or Hashemayim Kisi the Shabbos Reish Chodesh itself. This is in place of the Yom Kippur Katan, because it's important in whatever fashion to go along and have his Eirus. I'm going to come back to this Mahalakha of Shimon Schwab. That is when I just want to first share with you that I saw in a Sefer called Emek HaMachras. He brings from Sefer Ravid Azov, B'Shem Ramanachma Menlom Mikosta, from the early Chassidus Rebbes. I think Visions comes from there, if I'm not mistaken. If I made a mistake, please, you mind for me. Ramanachma Mendel from Kosev had a very beautiful Chassidus Shavart on Haftarah. When Ramanachma fits into what we said before, he says, Shaul asked, Madua loy bo ben Yishai gam tomoyel gam ayoim? Why did Ben Yishai not show up yesterday and today? He says a remez. We daven so much for Mashiach. We beg Hashem Esemach David three times a day. In Rachinu and benching, the Sechazene, and we're davening and davening for Mashiach. In Yerushalayim, Urkha, we mentioned Chisei David again. Over and over, we beg Hashem for Mashiach. Why doesn't Ben Yishai ba? Mechi, what was the lesson of the Pasuk? Madu'al Ben Yishai loy, why didn't he come? And the Teretz says, as a Mendel from Kosov, Gam tmoil gam hayoim. The way you were yesterday is the way you are today. You haven't changed anything. You want Mashiach to come, you have to do something. Change. Have his chashus. But if you have the same thing, nothing changed, everything mitzvah samashim mila mada, you just go on the same way you were today, nothing changes, then you cannot be wondering why Ben David doesn't come. That was his var fits very much into this Rav Schwab. Rav Schwab goes on, you'll see it's going to fit even a little to what we said just now. And Rav Shmuel said, besides this shot, this Musafetik of shot that he said in Machar Chodesh, he has another Nikuda to add. In the Tzvilus Musaf of Rav Chodesh, we say, Mizbeah Chodesh B'tzion Tachin. So we're davening for the Geula. So you might be wondering, says Rav Shmuel, if Rav Chodesh is man is Mesugel for Geula, it's a time that we expect so much for the Geula to come. And before I continue with what he says, I'm going to add two nekudas to our Shavuos. First of all, in the Rishon, the Arches Chaim, Rabbeinu Aaron ben Yaakov HaKoyim, Milunil, he writes in Hilchos Reish Chodesh, Nagu Kol Yisrael, Lasei Seudah Gedolah Reish Chodesh, Yoyser Mishar Yomim, Shem Kovet Hayoyim, Shu Kapora Li Yisrael. K'bay Shom Ruch Hazal, If you Kapora Lai Shematis Yareach, Lerim Ba'avuri, Al Shematis Yareach, Mu'ar Shalom, Vani writes it to Hashem. Vani writes the lastest of kavod. Hashem says, "I want to give kavod to Reish Chodesh." She is chaperu by Yisrael b'chol eishet this chadish. So this is his chadishos, like you said, on Reish Chodesh. But connected to the geula, so my mashkiach showed me a tremendous marasha how Reish Chodesh is the time of geula in Baba Kama and Baba Sudi Baba Metzia that pay hey of a base pay on pay hey of a base the Gemara not pile him says a story. I want to say it inside. Amazing story. Eliyahu HaVishchiach Mesifta the Rebbe. Eliyahu HaNava used to come often. He was a common visitor. No, commoner, he was a common person. He was special, but common, frequent visitor in the yeshiva of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He used to come to Gudah HaNasi, the yeshiva, often. Yoy Mechad, one day, Reish Yarchav, it was Reish Chodesh. Nagaleik, it was late, but also he didn't come. Amalei, so Rebbe said to Elio, my time in Nagalei Lamar, why did you delay in coming? Amalei, so Elio and Rebbe told Rebbe, Adukimna la Avram. Till I got Avram Avinu, till I woke Avram Avinu up. Umashini Yadeh, and I washed his hands. Umatzli Vidamin, Umaginale, and I laid him down. Vachemli Yitzchak, Vachemli Yaakov, by the time I finished waking up Avram, helping, you know, being with him for davening and putting him back to sleep, and with Yitzchak and with Yaakov, you look, yeah, until then, that's why I delayed. Says the Gemara of the community of Hadi Adadi. So why don't you wake up all three together? We'll go quicker. Just do all three at one time. But you would have been able to come earlier to yeshiva. Says the Gemara, Savri, Takvi Barachmi. If they all wake up together, they're going to storm the heavens with tefillah. Umaisaleh Mashiach b'lay zimne. Mashiach will come before his time. You can't push Mashiach. Ayin Gemara peheim abeis. So the Halakha Mashiach says in this Gemara, you know, what exactly happened? Something to do with Rish Chodesh, the story. On Rish Chodesh, the story happened. Says Mashiach, yeah, it's intentional. There was a reason why this story happened, Dafka on Rish Chodesh. Says the Mashiach, ki zeh hayoy Mashiach, boy chidush alavana. This day Rish Chodesh, when there's a chachos of the moon, who ramos, it's a remez, it symbolizes and it teaches, al ischadish malchus Yisrael la'asid, that the Malchus Yisrael is going to have ischadish in the future. This is a day. And it's appropriate to daven for Mashiach to come. K'maymur nuschoy, like you say in the Nusach in Kiddush Levono, v'alvono omay, shet ischadish ateres teferes, to who? Who's going to have ischadish? La'amus tevoten! To Klai Yisrael. Shem asidim ischadish kibwet, they're going to have ischadish just like the Levono, they're going to have ischadish. That's why he told him, if Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov would daven so much on Rish Chodesh, Havu Maisi Leila Mashiach. So let's go back now, after this Mashah, to Rav Schwab. He says, almost like Mendel from Kosov. He says, you have the question, Madu Aloi Ba Ben Yishai, Gam Tumol Gam Ayoim, why is it taking so long? Vayipokim Yitzchak Davin, why is David a Melech Mashiach missing? Says, listen how Rav Schwab says it. The answer is Sinas Chinam. David didn't show up because of Sinas Chinam between Shaul and David. And this is what's delaying Mashiach and David. Chazal tell us the Bayis Shei was Nechrap to Sinas Chinam. Chofetz Chaim says, we will not get it back until we love each other. Until we stop having Sinas Chinam. Chofetz Chaim says, we will not get it back. Mishnah Hashem will give us a Sairus to help us with that. So this Haftarah is going to wake us up from this Avera Chamura, that the reason why David didn't show up is because of Sinas Chinam. The reason why David's not showing up in our lives, the reason why we're not Zaychet to Mashiach, is because of the Sinas Chinam. So, again, just we spoke today, two Nekudas, Yafis Ma'id, to summarize. Basically, the two Nekudas of the Mayim Beis HaShe'eva. The first Nekudah we spoke about was that David, that Yonatan expected his father. He just normally, you expect his father is going to have his chachas on Rish Chodesh, and we rethink it and stop hanging devils. You just learn from there what the power of Rish Chodesh. Unfortunately, it didn't work for him for whatever reason. Min HaShemayim, Cheshbon, is the big svar is what Shaul held about David, but that's normally what you would expect. Amazing his chachas that was expected, and which was expected from us, and it's us, and it's announced. Machar Chodesh. We should realize this. We read this all off Torah. Especially the second Agud Al Terach Remez of the Sinah which was there, unfortunately. And that reminds us how we have to go along and stop the Sinah's Kingdom, especially in these holy days between Pesach and Atzeres, which Chazal say is very dangerous not to be Mechavn Zeh, like happened to Hamidah Rebbe Kiva. We should be Zoyche to have Avas Kingdom, be Mishadish on Rish Chodesh, and be Zoyche to Mashiach Tzidkenu from Heir of Yomenu. Amen. Good Shabbos.